Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcometonow. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left, look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It's Tuesday, April 20th. And we are still here every single day answering your questions, trying to help you figure out where to go next, trying to really help navigate your financial journey with you, not, you know, sort of instructing you. Mark and I have this real sense that we play the role as the coach and the assistant coach. We switch off roles ourselves. We want to be the ones who are cheerleading for you and your success, and we want to help you get better wherever you are, where whatever your position is in your life. And it doesn't really matter to us whether you make $40,000 a year or $4 million a year. Everybody's got questions, and so we don't judge either way. That means that all you need to do to get some financial advice is to send us an email. Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. That is our email address. And our website, JillOnMoney.com, has a contact button. You can just hit that when you're on the site playing around. The most important thing that you can do after you send us that email is say to yourself, wouldn't it be fun if I could hear Mark's voice? Wouldn't it be fun if I could actually talk to Jill instead of just writing to her? If that's the case and you want to join us on the program, let us know. Mark will do the rest. It's fantastic. That's what Nathan did. Nathan is on the line from upstate New York. Hello, Nathan. How can we help you out?
Thanks, Jill. Thanks for taking my call. So I'm entertaining a new job offer, and I'm in the process where I'm about to start a salary negotiation. And I think the biggest difference in compensation package is going from a job where I'm offered a pension in addition to standard benefits to a job that is more of a startup company that does offer comparable benefits with the exception that there is no pension.
Whoops, so, wait a minute. Hold on. That's a big difference because a right. pension's a guarantee. How much do you make right now?
About $140,000.
Okay. And what's the range of salary that you think you would be looking at for the new potential position?
So I don't know exactly, but I think what seems more feasible is that it probably has to be close to $200,000 in order to make up the gap is what I'm thinking.
Okay. All right. I gotcha. What else is going on in your life? You married? You got kids? What's happening?
I'm single, divorced, but father of two kids, both in high school. Of course, you know, so I'm looking forward to them going off to college before too long. I'm saving a little bit, you know, for their 529s, but honestly, you know, it's not something that I'm maxing out right now. I'm primarily focused on my retirement savings.
Good. I like that. Believe me, I think that's much smarter for anyone, but obviously you'll figure it out. And the retirement is really the most important part. How is your cash flow on that $140,000 a year? You're putting money into your retirement account right now?
Right. So I'm maxing out my 401k with my civilian employer. And then just this year, I mean, I paid off a bunch of debt, so I don't have any major debt. But I went back to contributing and maxing out an IRA as well.
Wow. That's good. How old did you say you were? You said you were single.
42.
42. Okay. Tell me about the pension in this current job, because I'm in love with a pension.
Right. No, hey, I like the pension, too. I mean, when I look at the projections, I mean, you know, if I stay with the company until, you know, age 60 or beyond, it's certainly something that's going to provide a stable income post-retirement. But the huge jump is, if assuming I stayed with the company and assuming I got even conservative annual raises of 3%, that monthly pension would be closer to about $6,800 a month.
You know, whoa. Hold on a second. That is massive. That is huge. Wow. Is the company a company that you think is going to stay in business? In other words, you know, sometimes we're worried about pensions because they're like, oh, yeah, I work for, whatever. They're in chapter 11. But what about your current company?
Well, it's been around a long time. So, I mean, I think it's fairly safe to assume it's going to be around for a while. But, you know, at the same time, there's also no guarantee, right? So there's been solid companies that have fallen before and pensions that have gone by the wayside before. But, you know, for now it's safe and for now I'm vested.
Do you like your job?
I do. You know, I like it, but, you know, at least this opportunity provides an interesting career opportunity, you know, for new growth that I don't think I would have if I stayed where I am.
This is so hard because, you know, I love a guarantee. I mean, look, so we're talking. So let's think the math through a little bit. So $65,000 a year is a big difference, especially because it is a guarantee. So think about this. For me to get you that $65,000, I have to figure out how to accumulate about $2 million or so by the time you get to retirement. And if I were to do that, I presume that would take about $5,000 a month, every single month, in addition to what you're doing already. I'm just talking about like replicating that pension benefit. So let's go back and say that you're right. You need more than 140, which is what you make now, but you probably need more than 200, because even if you made 200 on that extra 60, you wouldn't clear 60, right? Because you'd need after-tax money. So essentially what I need you to clear is something closer to like $100,000. Oof, this is getting hard, right? Or more.
Yeah.
'Cause you live in that nice high-tax state of New York. Now, okay, but I also don't want to go crazy here. Okay, so let's say that, you know, wish list is you make 140 and you say to the new guys, I have a huge pension. Can you pay me 250 a year? And then we're good. And they're like laughing at you.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But that said, that doesn't mean you shouldn't take the job. Because if you think this provides a great opportunity, you know, you may get to that higher income level. And you may not need to. Maybe all the money you have right now that's in savings, whether in your 401k, in your IRA, this pension benefit, maybe you don't need to have that extra money. It's nice to have it, but maybe you don't need to accumulate all that much. So tell me about other stuff in your financial life. In your 401k, how much have you saved?
It's about 150 right now.
Okay. And you're obviously going to be cranking on that because you're maxing out now. And your IRA, how much is in there?
It's only about $30,000.
Okay. And is there any other money that you have invested right now?
I do. So I have a thrift savings plan. I retired recently from the Air Force, so I have about $50,000 in that.
Okay. I mean, look, you've got a good start here. I hate to tell you not to take a job when you're psyched.
Right.
To do this.
Right.
Okay. So what I would say is this. You have a great job. You know you got it. It's sweet. It's amazing. I mean, if they turned around and said to you, we'll pay you $150, that's the best we can do, you will have to make a decision about whether or not you say, okay, this has so much upside possibility. I'm willing to risk the loss of my pension. But if they are going to pay you, you know, north of 200 or closer to 250, and you can be disciplined about saving and you run your numbers, it may be worth it. I hate to tell you to stay in a job where it sounds to me like you like it, you don't love it, and that this job could really get you reinvigorated and more passionate about your future. But I think that you know, you get a sense now of what you're losing.
Absolutely. No, that helps. I mean, I didn't really factor into, you know, the taxes on that additional income either, which is obviously going to be huge in that tax bracket, right?
We cannot make it go away. I am so sorry about that. But again, look, why don't you play with some of those numbers and see what it would look like if you were paid $200,000 a year and you kept putting money away? You know, maybe you say in addition, you'd put, let's see, $2,000 a month away. See what that looks like. Maybe you're still going to hit your retirement numbers, and maybe it won't be comparable, but maybe it will be enough and you'll be excited about what this next position holds. And maybe that would mean that instead of retiring at age 60 or 62, you would work longer because you like it more. So I don't want to throw out the opportunity. I just want you to understand the different variables by which you can judge your decision.
Absolutely. No, that's helpful. I'll do that.
Okay, if you would like to be like Nathan, and who doesn't want to be like Nathan, you can just tell us. Here's my financial question. I want to come on the air with you. Don't you see or don't you hear that these conversations that we are conducting in person, they're so much better because we are able to dig deep into whatever else is going on in your life? It's just better. Mark, I'm thinking about creating NFTs of our audio clips. Do you think we can sell them for anything? Do you think people want the non-fungible token of my voice? Maybe it could just be my Jill-isms, and we'll just do a series of them. Let's see. Anyone want to buy an NFT of Jill and Mark on the air? Let's see. There'd be like two people saying, what are you talking about? And no. The answer? No. All right, guys, wash your hands. Wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and put your hands metaphorically on someone's back, please. Take care. We'll talk to you tomorrow.